This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 23rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, our series on the election continues. We look at the 103rd State Representative District in the Champaign-Urbana area, where a longtime incumbent is facing off against a U of I student. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff. First, today's news. Illinois' House Republican leader admits the presidential race is causing problems for GOP races within the state. But Tom Cross is urging supporters of Barack Obama to split their ticket and consider Republican candidates when they vote for the legislature November 4th.
Why would you send another Democrat to Springfield? You would reward bad behavior. They've raided the pension system. They haven't paid their bills. They want to raise taxes. We've lost 60,000 manufacturing jobs. You can't take care of things like Lincoln Hall. And they have demonstrated an inability to lead. As I said, it ranges from dysfunction to outright reckless behavior.
Cross made his comments yesterday in front of the U of I's Lincoln Hall. The deteriorating structure has suffered over the lack of a capital bill to fund construction projects. Cross was at the university to endorse student Frank Calabrese, who's trying to unseat Democratic incumbent Naomi Jacobson in the race for the 103rd District. Cross admits the state Republican Party hasn't spent any campaign money on that race, but he calls Jacobson part of the problem and should prompt voters to think twice. Governor Rob Blagojevich has told the Board of Elections he's not giving out campaign cash to help other candidates or support or oppose policy issues on the ballot. Attorney General Lisa Madigan and Treasurer Alexi Giannoulias, who could challenge for governor in 2010, also turned in non-participation reports this week. Blagojevich's campaign spokesman Doug Schofield says the governor simply isn't giving money to other candidates this fall. When Blagojevich won in 2002 and was re-elected 2 years ago, he became one of Illinois' most prolific political fundraisers. However, that ability slipped as his popularity has plummeted. University of Illinois at Springfield political science professor Kent Redfield says the governor's decision is an indication his unpopularity make fellow politicians want to avoid him. Schofield says the governor continues to raise and spend money without providing details. A national energy policy expert says turning the country's energy consumption greener would take more than two decades. Paul Portney is the dean of the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. He spoke on Focus 580 yesterday, and he said that alternative energy sources such as wind, solar, and geothermal provide only about 3% of the nation's energy output. Portney says it'll take a long time to make those energies more competitive in the market.
We could have 100% renewable electricity generation in the United States in 5 years, but electricity would cost 25 or 30 cents a kilowatt hour rather than 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that. So it's not a question of whether we can dramatically ramp it up. It's whether we can dramatically ramp it up at a price that people are willing to pay.
Portney also took part in a panel discussion on the U of I campus yesterday. He says as long as alternative energies are too expensive, nuclear power will be part of the nation's energy mix. He says people will have to conserve energy in order to tackle the climate and energy problem now. He says higher gasoline prices encourage people to buy more fuel-efficient cars and that a higher gas tax could trigger similar effects in the future. A federal mediator has been called in to help negotiations between union members and a cooperative that supplies teachers and services for children with disabilities in eastern Illinois. John Pavey of the Illinois Education Association says negotiators for the union and the Eastern Illinois Area of Special Education have been working hard since talks began in June, but he says it's time to call in outside help.
It's not a confrontational type of negotiations. It's just the economy's in the tank, and that's just hard for both sides to overcome. So what we did is we thought it best to get a federal mediator in to kind of help us along a little bit.
Pavey says they're still waiting for a mediator to be assigned. The Eastern Illinois Area of Special Education employs about 300 people and serves 29 school districts in 8 counties, from Douglas County south to Effingham County. Union officials say salary and insurance have been sticking points in negotiations. The cooperative's teachers say they're among the lowest paid in the region. The University of Illinois has gone east to find its new next police chief. Barbara O'Connor will move from Massachusetts to take over as the Urbana campus's director of public safety, pending approval next month from the U of I Board of Trustees. O'Connor's been in law enforcement for 27 years, and she's led the University of Massachusetts Police Department in Amherst since 2001. O'Connor says she'll take her time to get to know the department and the community before making key decisions.
I'm not one to come in and say, I've got this, this, and this, and let's go, we're going to get there. I think, you need to sort of feel your way through the process and establish those relationships. You know, people have to work for someone they know, trust, and respect.
O'Connor also has a law degree. She'd replace now-retired U of I Police Chief O.J. Clark, who left last year. She'll officially take over for Interim Chief Jeff Christensen on New Year's Day. A city official in Danville says new automated garbage trucks could take some getting used to, but all involved are already reaping the benefits. The trucks use mechanical arms to empty new receptacles, requiring one employee to operate. Public Works Operations Manager Bob Scott says they free up staff for other work, as well as cut down on worker injuries, and residents like the quieter trucks that operate in idle speed during pickups. The only change for residents that started using the city's new containers in August of last year, the trucks require all trash to be in those receptacles, or residents could face the risk of a fine. Scott says Danville did its homework visiting cities like Bloomington that quickly introduced the containers just before new trucks started operating.
They said that if they had it to do over again, they would place the toters out first and work on the issues of what we have been working on since last August, getting people on board with calling in with extra items and stuff. And they felt that would greatly reduce any issues when the machines are actually out running.
Scott says the requirement of placing all trash in one container is encouraging residents to recycle. Danville hopes to set up a number of drop-off sites in the next year. Vermilion County already has a collection center. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. State Representative Naomi Jacobson has held her seat in the Illinois legislature since a redrawing of district lines made for more Democrat-friendly boundaries in 2003. Her challengers since then have included a former county board member and two engineers. This year, she's opposed by a University of Illinois student who believes a youthful perspective will help bring about an end to political infighting in Springfield. AM 580's Jeff Bossert profiles this year's race for the 103rd House District.
Naomi Jacobson won in every precinct in the last election, but is taking nothing for granted in a bid for a fourth term.
I'm trying to get to a sampling of a lot of different neighborhoods, and I'm never going to finish one precinct completely, but I try to do several streets or several parts of a precinct.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Come on, step in.
Well, I don't want to
take you. Oh, okay.
When people come to the door, Jacobson touts her efforts to address her priorities: education, the environment, and social services. Legislation she sponsored freed up funding for gifted students, and another she backed seeks to eliminate toxic chemicals in children's toys and other products. She also says she helped secure a 2.7% funding increase for the University of Illinois this year. Jacobson's opponent, Republican and U of I senior Frank Calabrese, says that amount wasn't nearly enough, particularly when looking at the 1.5% pay raise received by most staff. He's making state funding for higher education his top priority, not only for employees, but to soften the blow of higher tuition. Calabrese also supports opening a Chicago casino to support a campus plan for building projects, namely the deteriorating Lincoln Hall.
The university has not been building buildings. The university has not been repairing buildings, which is very significant. The university is, in fact, closing buildings. It's very sad that the University of Illinois, the flagship university of the state, cannot keep open its classrooms.
The 21-year-old Calabrese also questions the way the three-campus system is governed. In 1996, former Governor Jim Edgar led the effort to make U of I trustees appointed rather than elected, a system Calabrese says has failed under current Governor Rod Blagojevich.
I understand Governor Edgar's intention was we can have more specialized trustees being at the University of Illinois system. I still believe that the most qualified, the most dedicated will run and spend time to become a trustee, as opposed to smoothing with the powers that be.
Jacobson says she's open to moving from the system of appointing U of I trustees, but would want to survey how other campuses choose them first. Both candidates have different thoughts on how to fund education under the college level. Calabrese approves expanding gambling for education projects, though Jacobson is opposed to gaming. She supports a lottery lease of 50 years. The current political situation has both candidates highlighting ethics as part of their platforms. In a recent candidates forum, Calabrese stressed a need to pass such an ethics reform to end so-called pay-to-play politics in Springfield. Jacobson says that's already been settled.
We overrode the governor's veto on that so that we have that, because we don't like to see people abusing the system, people having to pay in order to get a state contract. That is unethical, and that cannot happen, and that will not happen.
The two candidates agree on a progressive state income tax to correct the state's fiscal crisis. While Calabrese says he'd support a constitutional convention to impose it, Jacobson says she'd prefer an amendment that can be placed before voters. Such a measure was tabled in May. She says overhauling the entire state constitution might bring out too many political passions of the moment, and she notes the constitution has already been amended 10 times. While both candidates agree that there's a crisis, they differ on how best to deal with an executive branch that both feel has caused problems. Where Calabrese and Jacobson disagree is how the state got into its current budget dilemma and the cuts that followed. Jacobson admits Governor Rod Blagojevich has made lawmakers' jobs difficult this year as more than $1 billion was slashed.
He didn't have to go for the most vulnerable people, for people who need mental health services or developmental disability services. He didn't need to go after the children who are in our system in DCFS. He could have made much smaller cuts across the board.
But Calabrese says those cuts shouldn't have come as a surprise to his opponent and her House colleagues, and neither should the recent calls to close certain state parks, including many in central Illinois. He says the governor was simply following a constitutional obligation to approve a balanced budget after lawmakers sent him one with a $2 billion deficit.
He's very unpopular here, and Naomi Jacobson should know that if you ask the governor to cut the budget by $2 billion, that your area is going to be hurt. It's different for a Chicago legislator knowing that his turf is safe to vote for a budget like that.
Calabrese also accuses his opponent of being aligned with Chicago Democrats. Jacobson says her voting record doesn't match up with House Speaker Mike Madigan, and that about 85% of bills that come before the House are passed unanimously. Jacobson is running for a fourth term after serving three terms as Champaign County Recorder. Meanwhile, Calabrese touts his past achievements on the U of I campus, where he served on the Faculty Student Senate. They include a scholarship program to help students study abroad and efforts to revive the Chief Illiniwek symbol. If Calabrese loses the election, he'll attend law school after graduating. And if he wins, he may attempt U of I Law School at the same time. I'm Jeff Foster, AM 580 News.
Rain enters our weather picture for the next few days, according to our meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Today's forecast in western Illinois, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. In eastern Illinois, increasing cloudiness with a chance of a few showers developing late in the day. In Indiana, still partly to mostly sunny, highs from 54 in northwest Illinois to 68 in far southern Indiana. Clouding up today in Champaign-Urbana later on, the high of around 60. For tonight, cloudy with occasional rain in Illinois. In Indiana, becoming cloudy with showers moving in. The lows from 39 north to 50 far south, 45 in Champaign-Urbana with periods of rain tonight. For tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain and maybe a few thunderstorms across Illinois and Indiana. The highs ranging from 51 degrees in eastern Indiana to 57 far south, only 53 in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow. For tomorrow night, cloudy with showers, a low 44, occasional showers on Saturday with a high of 53 again. Saturday night becoming partly cloudy with a low of 41. Sunday, partly sunny again, but a high of only 50. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 23rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.